My little 7-year-old, Ian, when he was about, I guess, 5 and a half, I caught him crying on his bed. And I said, "Son, why are you crying?" He said, "Daddy, I don't want to die." I said, "Well," I said, "death is always a possibility to all of us, but you're a healthy young man, young. We shouldn't give ourselves over to undue fear. No one knows what the future holds. We need to trust in God." He said, "Oh, Daddy, I want God." I said, "You do?" "Yes, I want God." I said, "Well, you've heard the gospel from your daddy many times. You know that you are to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." "Oh, Daddy, I believe. I believe in Jesus." Now, what do I do with him? Do I sit there and go, "Ian, you don't believe. You just don't believe. You're not fully understanding what's going on here." But do I say, "Oh, Ian, you believe and you're saved. Let's go tell your mother." That's what most people would do. But you see, a discerning heart would recognize, after talking to the boy, he was not weeping over sin. He was not weeping over an offense against God. He was weeping over self-preservation. He didn't want to die. And so what did I do? I said, "Ian," I redirected him. I said, "Ian, I want you to know something. If you truly believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who can take away your sins, any man who truly believes and trusts in Him, recognizes the depth, something of the depth of his sin, turns from it and believes in Jesus, is saved. And if you're doing that, if you're really doing that, and that's really happened to you, you're saved.